Welcome to the basketball show. This is Darren Marnie Walsh from the Bobcats and in studio downtown Mornington with the great man himself, Mr. Nathan Jolly.
Good afternoon, good evening, listeners. G'day, Bobby. Nice to be back in studio Mornington. So another nice evening outside. So looking forward to a big show.
And Mitch, we'll say good day to you today.
Good evening. There we go.
Turn that mic on, buddy.
Oh, it's been a long day.
He's a bit nervous. Rolling with the big boys tonight, Mitch. So
exactly. It's a big show as well. Massive show.
Oh, mate. I think we're looking forward to getting Kelly Bowen on. She's the newly appointed WNBL Adelaide Lightning captain, Frankston Blue Zone, the basketball show zone. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been someone that we've mentored and nurtured.
Local.
Yeah, absolutely. Local, homegrown, everything that you want in a peninsula elite athlete. So looking forward to getting Cal on. And yeah, mate, you've come in. You're up and about. It's been a big week for you. So
I've just literally walked straight in. Look, we've got a few on the show. As you said, we've got Kelly. We're going to have a chat with Damien Paul from the Southern Penn Sharks later on. They've got their big AGM this weekend. And good old Damo, who you might recall is our expert.
He's the referee.
Our referee expert. He's put his hand up for the board. So I'll be interested to have a chat with him, see how it's all going and what's happening down there. And, of course, we have a bit of the NBL, the WNBL wrap-up, and we'll talk about what's happening locally. And, of course, I'm guessing we're going to do a little bit of X-Files.
Peninsula Files?
Yes. Get off of Peninsula Files.
That's Peninsula Files. What have you got?
I don't know. Look, there is rumours going around, and I think we hit the nail on the head last week in regards to Southern Penn having no men's team. That's definitely a confirmation this week. They have pulled the plug on their men's program and put it on ice for 12 months, which is interesting.
It is. It is. Be interesting to get Damien's thoughts on that when he comes on. There seems to be a little bit of rumour on the peninsula at the moment regarding Mr. Manny Hendricks. I know Manny's back home in Utah, Salt Lake City, listening.
As he would be.
He would be. I'm not sure what time it is, but he's listening online. There's a little birdie's telling me that Manny's signed at Frankston, which... being an employee, Frankston Basketball, I'm yet
know.
To hear. So we can't get Steve Blackley on tonight. He's at the Junior Blues tryouts. And shout out to all those parents and young athletes going to in the car on their way to one of the associations to try out for the next VJBL season. But
Maybe we'll have to have a chat with Westernport, because there is rumour, and I say rumour, big Kenny Bruner's back down at Westernport.
Oh, he'd have to be, wouldn't he? And, the basketball show zone, Kenny Brunner, he'd have to be.
And him being back, and of course, the speculation is Manny coming back, the reigning MVP for Div 2? Will he come back and play with Western Port, or will he go and find green pastures now? I have heard rumour. There are a number of clubs seeking, and now, obviously, when you do win the MVP, people want a piece of you. So.
Well, I was going to say that. When you have a year that Manny had, he's going to get a lot of suitors looking at him, and that's just the nature of being a professional athlete, that you are going to encounter offers like that. But let's hope that he stays local. I can confirm that he hasn't signed at Frankston
yet.
You never know. But I'll leave that to Steve Blackley and the basketball team. So
I can assure you one program he won't be going to.
Oh, here we go.
Southern Penn.
A scoop. Is there a gong or something? That was actually some okay material from Bobby. So
I have to get a bedumps for next week or something.
Oh, unreal.
But it has been a big week in basketball, jumping into the headlines.
Yep.
And I guess, let's start with you, and then we'll get to mine.
Me. Yeah. Sure. Headlines for us, mate. Well, it is a little bit of NBL action. And I think we talked about this earlier in the fact that within the NBL, they've actually just recently announced their 8-person commission, which I thought was quite interesting. So they've gone with Bob Elphington, who's the independent chairman, along with Graham Allen. Graham Allen, I believe, used to be involved in AFL. Well, I could be wrong. Could be a different Graham Allen. Brett McTavish is the representative. Patrick Hunt is the independent representative as well.
Graham Allen might be the BA Graham Allen. Danny Long Rangers, ex-CEO.
Could be.
He's a good basketball person, so sounds like they've got an impressive board.
Vince Crivelli.
Vince, the basketball zone, the basketball show zone.
Mark Beecroft. Jacob Holmes is the player representative.
And there's still one more to be obviously accounted for that as well. So,
well, the majority of those people that I do know, and Jacob Holmes, yeah, absolutely, very impressive. Met Jacob when we had the Opals in town. He is the now CEO or / chairman of the Players Association, which is a great initiative. You know, the Players Union there. So, but yeah, he's got a really, even having dialogue with him, he's got a great grasp of what's needed for the sport.
Yep.
And I think the NBL are really paving the way in the sport becoming what it was. And that's I think, pretty scary. You know, you're talking mid-90s, selling out, Rod Laver. I think basketball's, the momentum's, you know, started. It's just always at the top end capturing that. And yep. We'll talk about the NBL, but United had 7,000 people on Sunday, which is a fantastic result. And those crowds are only going to build. So, my headline, and it's not a great one, and people have probably seen it in the...
It's not a great one. Come
well, it's... On, no, it's about Lamar Odin. Unfortunately, Lamar has fallen into some circumstances that his health is now... I'm not sure the status, but I know it was 50-50 there. Reading.
Found at a retreat, health camp.
He was. Shouldn't laugh, but Lamar...
excess
very, very, very successful NBA player, and it just shows... for our listeners, what can happen? You know, everyone looks at the NBA and thinks, oh, it's fantastic fame and things like that. But obviously had some challenges in his life. And, good luck to him in his literally battle for his life. So
so where's he playing now?
I don't think he's playing anywhere.
Wasn't he signed to go and play somewhere else?
Oh, you haven't caught up on the news, mate. He's been found in a... You caught up on the news or not?
No.
he's fighting for his life. Yeah, he was found in Las Vegas in a hotel room. Yeah.
Can I just say as well, I'm a little bit annoyed by most of the media as well, sort of not explaining Lamar's sort of fame in the NBA for the most part. They're all saying, you know, oh, Kourtney Kardashian's ex-husband, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah.
Well, that's what I knew. And he took a couple of years off to play from basketball. And this, I'm not trying to take that mickey out of you, mate.
I just can't believe you're not across that story. I mean, do you live in a cave in the peninsula on Red Hill?
Absolutely.
Drinking your red wine, just... what day is it? Do you know, it's Thursday, yeah?
Friday.
That's Friday. Very good, but it's almost first ad time. I think it's...
It is.
And we've got Kelly Boeing coming up next, but... did you catch the NBL yesterday? Fairly scrappy game, but can you believe Sydney lost to Townsville?
And that was without Josh Childress?
That was still.
Still,
yep.
Yeah. Yep. So Josh Childress didn't play. Townsville, looking okay or not?
Oh, I think Townsville are going to finish last on the ladder. I don't think they're great at all. So, it was one of those games that...
And are they still playing out of the RSL?
No, I think they've moved back to the swamp.
Back to the entertainment centre, I think it is.
Yeah.
Where they hold, 1,000 people as opposed to...
I think that's about a 4,000, 5,000 person venue. I think last year was a holding pattern. I think now with Larry investing back in the club, they've got some funds to hire a larger facility, which strategically makes sense.
Yes.
So,
Well, it'll be interesting to see with Brisbane coming back there next year as to who out of the top end is actually going to vanish. Because that's what it would be at the moment, survival mode for Cairns, Townsville.
Oh, no, mate, you've got it all wrong. Again, you haven't been following the NBL. Larry has now bankrolled this. This thing, for it to work, those clubs have to survive. It's like the AFL now. They'll be subsidised, and I think that's the way of the league. And I think Larry's a smart man. He's smarter than us with the properties that he's developing at the moment. Was it $500 million? Development he's into at the moment. So
is that the one in South Yarra?
Yeah. Going very well, Larry.
Any guy I bought into?
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he must be a smart man. But I think the league is in really good hands. They're doing a great job. And the investment, it's just going to be a sustainable model on the back of developing a product that they are getting ready to leverage TV right money from, which is great for the sport. And hopefully that filters back down on the sport.
But it has to. And that's inevitably what will happen. So.
And that would demonstrate, again, Larry's philanthropic nature, that he's doing something, you know, not so much to service himself, but self-interest, but actually the sport, which is fantastic. So,
all right. Sounds good, Nate. Thanks for coming in.
I've padded out enough.
All right. Are you listening to The Basketball Show on RPPFM? We're going to have a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to catch up with the Kelly Boeing from the Adelaide Lightning / previous Boomers, Frankston, Siebel, captain. And, yeah, so we'll have a quick break, talk to the sponsors, come back and catch up with Kel. Welcome back to the Basketball Show on RPPFM. You're with Darren Moneywell from the Bobcats with Jay. I was going to call you Jason Jolly then, Nathan Jolly.
That's the cousin, yep. I'm JJ.
From the Frankston Blues. And we have our special guest online at the moment, Kelly Bowen from the Adelaide Lightning.
Hello.
Are you really in Adelaide, Kel, or are you just down at Frankston?
No, I'm in Adelaide.
Oh, okay.
It's known as Radelaide, isn't it?
Yes.
See, there you go, Bobby. You're just not up with...
It's Radelaide.
It's Radelaide. Come on, man. Get up with it. G'day, Kelly. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Nathan from Frankston Basketball. Great. It's it's fantastic to get you on air for our listeners, just to get an update of where you are. And you were my headline last week, spoke about your recent being named co-captain of the Adelaide Lightning, which I think's a fantastic honour and recognition of your leadership and your abilities. But that must be a fairly nice feather in the cap.
Oh, absolutely, and something I wasn't really expecting, I guess, being this is my first season playing for the Lightning. But no, Tracy, she named the captains last week, and I was obviously thrilled to be included in that group. So it's really exciting.
And just a quick update for our listeners: you've signed with Adelaide Lightning, moved to Adelaide late August, early September.
Yep.
Commence your pre-season, and now you're in season.
Yep.
How have the first early games gone, and you personally, how have you performed?
Yeah, so we played a couple of pre-season matches in Melbourne, and we lost both of them pretty significantly. And then we played our first round last week. That was the first game we played with a full squad, including both of our imports. And we lost the game, but I think there was a lot that we took from it, positive and negative. And I think as time goes on, as we just sort of keep going with the process of getting better, I think we're definitely going to win some games this year. And it's been a really, really enjoyable experience so far, you know, working with a new group, even though we're young. I think we know that, but I think there also is a lot of talent on our team. And I think the season will prove to be successful as a new franchise and everything like that.
Kelly, it's Darren here. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. How's it go? I should say, how's it go? How does it feel being in a new state other than obviously Melbourne? You're a Frankston person through and through.
I am.
Now you're in Adelaide.
Yeah.
How's that all? Is this the first time you've moved?
No. Well, obviously, I went to college in the US.
Bobby's on fire tonight, Kelly.
I've just come out of a time warp.
Yeah. I think he's had the long lunch, but.
It's okay. No, it's cool. Yeah, so, and then I played in Townsville a couple of years ago, and then now I'm in Adelaide. No, I absolutely love it. Like, I really love change, and I love, you know, changing up where I'm living and doing different things and things like that. So, I'm really, really enjoying it. Adelaide isn't Melbourne, as in it's not a huge, big city or anything like that, but I'm fine with it. I'm not really a city person. But Adelaide's really nice. The people are friendly, and it's been a good basketball environment so far, which is obviously what I'm here for. So, I'm really enjoying it.
So, are you, sorry, no, I'll just cut you off there, mate.
That's all good.
I mean, I've been here a few minutes, that's all. Are you associate? Is the Adelaide Lightning affiliated with any of the clubs over there?
As in, like, junior associations?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're affiliated with pretty much all of them. And forgive my ignorance, I don't really know what the different, I don't really know a lot of the club names, but I guess if it would be comparable to the VJBL, I assume that South Australia has something like that.
Yep.
And, so we do a lot of school clinics. The kids come to our games. I am actually a resident in sport for one of the schools that we're affiliated with, and so I go to that school 2 weeks in two terms.
Okay.
And do, like, teaching and mentoring and coaching and all that kind of stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's good promotion for women and girls in basketball.
Oh, definitely.
Now, we're also starting a thing on, I think it's one of those crowding sites, to try and get some funding for the WNBL into television rights so we can see you back on TV.
Yep.
Have you heard any more?
I think the last thing I heard is that they were working on something that'll be ready for round three.
Yep.
But that was the last thing that I heard. So you might know more than me, but all I know is they had that live streaming for our game last week, and that proved to be really good. And we've been able to watch that film back a few times, and it's accessible and easy. So, I think anything they can do to have, you know, the game broadcast somewhere is obviously, it's beneficial for the league and the players and everyone trying to watch as well.
Kel, Nathan again.
Tomorrow
night against Sydney, Sydney Uni Flames. What's the scout on them? And last week you had 13 and was it 6 rebounds? 9 rebounds? Equal
nothing,
top score?
Nothing to really remember, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think
but,
the lower number.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But Sydney Uni tomorrow, the scout. But also, have you found the level, just for our listeners as well, of playing Siebel and being very unlucky not to win the league MVP, being the runner-up there in All-Star 5, just what the WNBL level, the step-up is for you know, aspiring athletes?
The step-up is enormous from Siebel, and I don't think... I mean, I have been preparing for this season since about June, I guess, in doing extra workouts and skill work and things like that. And after these last week of our game, I was absolutely gassed and totally exerted every bit of energy that I had for that game. So I don't think anything can prepare you for this level because, it's faster. All the players are bigger and stronger. And, it's pretty crazy, the intensity of it. And I think I forgot because it's obviously been a year since my last WNBL game. So, the level's really good. But I think our matchup against Sydney is really good. I think across the board, our starting fives are pretty similar. So I think it'll be a close game tomorrow night.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Kelly. We'll wrap it up there. We know you're, hydrating, having the pasta, putting the feet up, making sure that you're rested for a big game tomorrow.
You're not heading out to the Barossa or anything?
No.
I can tell you some good wineries out there if you need them.
Get some shots up, but we'll be watching intently on the modern platform that is the live streaming. So thanks, Kel, and good luck tomorrow night.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Miss Kelly Bowen from the Adelaide Lightning.
The Basketball Show's own Kelly Bowen. Fantastic. A graduate of our leadership program here at the Basketball Show. So she's been an in-studio guest and a great captain and great leader of the Frankston Lady Blues program over the last couple of years. And for her to get her opportunity at the WNBL level and be given the responsibility of captain, she's starting. She equaled top scored last week. Mm. She'll be coming out a lot, aggressive tomorrow night. So for our listeners, tune in. Jump on to WNBL.com.au. Although we are going to talk about that, just the website at the moment.
The non-event website?
Your concerns. But before you hook into the WNBL, that Kelly has got to a point in her career where I think she's going to take another step forward and tune in and support our local girl doing great things on the national stage.
Well, she was saying, obviously, it's a big step from Siebel up to WNBL, which you would expect being the second best women's competition in the world. So, and we keep saying that because that's what it's renowned for. When you get all the Opals back playing from the WNBA, look out, because it won't be on television, unfortunately. But I did hear rumours it's going back to the ABC.
I'd imagine there'd be enough pressure going on in Canberra at the moment to say...
I think Malcolm might even be funding it.
Well, I was just watching his highlights of the week. He's he's not shy, so... politics, mate. We don't talk politics on the basketball show. There's enough of that going on in basketball in general and the country, obviously. But just on the WNBL, we talked about their website. You're not happy. You've been following their the schedule, and you like to keep up to date. But
I went onto the fixtures and the results tab that they have on their website to see what the scores were from last week. And do you reckon you can find them? No.
I'm tipping in. No?
No. So you can only find out who won round two, which hasn't been played yet. There's been a game played. But you can't actually find out who's won round one, which is really silly. They've certainly got the schedule up there, but, that's great to know. Obviously, you want to have a look at the past performances. So all I can say to our listeners is Melbourne Boomers at the moment are sitting on top of the ladder winning one game. And they don't tell you any more than that. Then,
The Boomers getting over Kelly Bowen's Adelaide Lightning at the State Basketball Centre there. So
they're unfortunately, and this is, again, I'm not sure how, anyway, but they're unfortunately on the bottom of the ladder. they've been 1-0.
It's fairly early in the season, Bobby.
I know. But, Capitals, which have lost two games, actually are above them. Wouldn't you think if you lost two games, you'd be on the bottom against a team that's only lost one game?
Possibly.
Yeah. Typical at WNBL. Bring it back on TV, I say, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and ABC should be putting their hand in their pocket, and they should be keeping elite women's basketball on TV, free to air. It's a great cultural thing. It aspires young women to continue in the sport, and there's no wonder we've got under 16 girls dropping off and under 18 girls dropping off when the role models aren't on TV. You know, we get great exposure to the NBA, so young men get to see, you know, aspire and healthy lifestyles and things like that. Let's look after the women, and it's a great level of basketball. You know, you only need to go out to the Dandenong Ranges and watch a game. You know, they're elite athletes. You know, the Opals game against Japan, that was probably the thing that blew me away, was they are elite. They're international Olympic level athletes. And it's to the detriment of the sport at the moment that they aren't on free to wear one game a week, 3 p.m. on a Saturday. Not asking a lot, I don't think.
Not for one game, no. It's not a big ask. But we will get that crowdfunding going for them, and if it's not up by round three, we will certainly be asking for everyone to donate to something. So I'll have a chat with our friend Mark and see what we can do, because I'm sure it'll be after the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup, which is where obviously he is very readily getting prepared for those things. But you're listening to The Basketball Show on RPPFM with Darren Marnie Walsh from the Bobcats and Nathan Jolly, and of course, doing all the buttons, the great man himself, Mitch.
Oh, thank you.
We'll throw you in there, buddy.
Cheers.
Yeah, we're going to have a... What?
I said I'll take that.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break, come back. We'll have a chat with Damien Paul shortly. We've got a little bit of NBL talk about as well. And, of course, the local jive of what's going on in regards to tryouts. Who's where? Maybe Nate can give us some insight into some of the shakers and movers that are going around in the traps. And, kids moving into the Frankston program, mate. You can do that.
Happy with that? The tryouts? Yeah. No, it's all happening down at Frankston Basketball at the moment. But
some associations are only just starting. There's others are just finishing.
It's all about timing. But in terms of the VJBL season, it's almost when one finishes, another one literally starts. Yeah. But we are in the tryout phase, and teams will be selected. Really, tonight's the last evening, although we are hosting a pre-season tournament over the Melbourne Cup weekend, which is basically going to be the final sort of stage in our tryout process, because we don't want to... There needs to be some sort of fluidity as you sort of start your practice matches. And as you know, people can try out really well. They can try out not so well. So we want to give everyone an opportunity to, basically play some games and see how you play and the chemistry and things like that. And then we can make some final calls on teams. Post that tournament, and then we roll into spring phase, which is the grading phase that starts off grading, and the VJBL 2015-16 season is really underway.
Yep, again. Alrighty, so we'll come back. We're going to have a seat. We'll check in with our great friends and sponsors, and we'll talk about a few more things relating to basketball.
Welcome back to the Basketball Show on RPPFM 98.3 FM for those that are... is it this side of Mount Martha or Arthur's Seat and the other? 98.7 FM. If you're struggling to find us, but you can find us online. We're also on Twitter, at RPPFM Basketball.
That's
Mitch?
Right, yep.
Yeah, there you go. The social media expert. But, of course, we've got to thank our great sponsors, Bobcats Basketball and also Frankston Basketball, powered by Frankston Mitsubishi, our great partners down there at Frankston Basketball. Very gracious and generous supporters of us, Frankston Mitsubishi.
Isn't there a thing for cash or whatever? What was that?
Comment for cash.
Yeah.
Cash for comment.
They're a partner of our association. It's nice to give back and let our listeners know that...
ANZ, Bayside Auto.
Hey, very good. mate.
Gorilla.
You are the marketing man. We're missing Mark tonight. But
what's that?
NBL results.
Well, we can get the NBL results off their website, so that's some good news. So whoever actually put that program together, obviously it works. I don't know if there was any results that were anything that one would have thought would be a bit askew, but
The interesting thing, I'll take that back. The underlying tally, I thought at the moment, was probably the results from New Zealand in their team. I think there are a couple of players out still. And
Vicar Vicona wasn't playing the other night.
So they went down to Adelaide, 90-71 in New Zealand. Cairns got up over Illawarra, which was 79-74. Cairns appear to be on track from the same show as last year, which is good. Melbourne got up over Townsville, 99-84. Then Sydney got up over Cairns, 87-63, which is the game I think was the one where Josh Childress didn't play. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. So, and Josh didn't play. Sydney played last night. Were upset, I thought, by Townsville at Sydney. That was a result that I think Sydney would be really kicking themselves. That's probably a game that they penciled in.
Yep.
And that's the game that bites you in the butt at the end of the year.
Perth had a comfortable win over Adelaide, 79-66. New Zealand got one back on Townsville, 89-81. And then, of course, Melbourne still came away with a win, 93-81 against Illawarra. So Melbourne is 2-0 with a Friday night game.
Yes, they're playing tonight. Adelaide,
which is
36ers. Hodgson back in town.
Yep.
And Matty Hodgson, the basketball zone. Matty Hodgson has been...
Frankston are just holding up Adelaide at the stage, aren't they?
Well, I'd like to think with Opal's games and developing out of our Siebel program, NBL and WNBL caliber players, that we are doing something right down there. Not that you'd believe that, everything you read. But I think the Matt Hodgson... success and him transitioning on court. I mean, the Frankston Blues men were probably, their results were impacted by Matt having to sit out, 12 months of the year to get him through the rehab, which he needed, which clearly, if you sort of saw his press release early on in the year when he signed with Adelaide, he spoke about St. Mary's bringing him back early when he was playing for St. Mary's at the NCAA collegiate level. So coming back to, as a development player, Melbourne United, played those five games where he averaged 30 points and 20 rebounds. So we knew he could play.
Yep.
It was just him getting continuity with his body, so which he's been able to do through the good work of Peninsula Sports Medicine's Lachlan Goodison and his team and the team at Melbourne United and also, our coaching staff nursed him through this season. He didn't finish the year. Basically, it was one of those things we just... put the queue on the rack and really was getting him ready for the NBL season. It's great that it's bearing fruit. And Joey Wright should be credited as well for getting Matt playing confident. It's always hard coming back from a knee injury. And I remember last time we had Matt in the studio, he spoke about that, trying to get that confidence back in the knee. If Mitch had done his homework, he probably could have had a bit of cut to some prior interviewing done with Matt. But him getting back on court, fantastic. Big game tonight. Melbourne United up and about, 2-0. Vince, again, the basketball show's own Vince Crivelli, CEO of Melbourne United, he must be really excited that now they're doing a lot off court, but now I think they're doing a lot on court, which is really going to re-energise basketball in Melbourne. And can't wait for the game tonight. Watching it on Fox,
exactly right. They've just announced another new partner, the NBL. They seem to be rolling these out weekly at the moment. A new travel partner, Hello World, has become the official NBL travel partner, which is obviously a pretty big coup, I assume, so that... I'm assuming they're going to be doing not just the travel side of things, as in flights, but also accommodation, etc., for the guys when they travel around, which would be, as I say, it says here, obviously, the executive director, Larry Kesselman, obviously is the man in town that's put this together and keeps rolling out all the hitters, which is, as I say, becoming a frequency on a weekly basis almost now.
As I said, I think it's one of those safe assumptions that Larry knows what he's doing. He's employed Jeremy Loggia, I think his surname, but an ex-Sandringham Sabre, but someone that's been in a corporate lawyer and a commercial lawyer, and they clearly got a strategy, and as we discussed last week, it's one thing to have ambition, but they actually have ability, and they're executing an off-court strategy of again, re-energising the league. It's exciting. The game day is engaging for fans. Mm. It's not just this... warm-ups and layups, and then the game starts. There's smoke machines. They turn the lights down. It's a real entertainment. And Joe Punter, you know, the Melbourne punter, talk about a sport fan. Once you have buy-in on the Melbourne sporting landscape, you'll start getting your 10,000, your 15,000. And you know, look forward to the day when Vince comes on the show and says, you know what, we've actually got to build a bigger basketball facility in Melbourne. You know, we're going to have 30,000 people wanting to go to a game. So
let's hopefully assume it'll be out in the regions out here somewhere.
Just down there in Bardia Avenue? Yeah. we've got a football oval behind us. That'd fit a nice facility. But no, I shouldn't say that. Football's a great partner of the Cannot Reserve, which we share. So
okay.
Try and dig myself out of that hole.
Yeah, get yourself out of there, buddy. No, look, as I say, look, I think you're right on the money with Larry. He certainly has a plan and they're executing it. Now, whether the general public then has the patience to hang in and see what is going to end up being at the end product, hopefully that will come through, because I think traditionally people have a tendency to get a little bit antsy. They want to see the bells and whistles and everything now. I know when I actually caught up with Calvin Bauer earlier this week from the Melbourne United, he was saying about the game experience and how it has come through, you know, a full 360 from what it was to what it is now. You can get in early, talk to the players, sign afterwards, autographs. They do clinics. They've got the bus out the front. That's a whole paraphernalia. It's bells and whistles at the moment from that point of view. And it is a game day experience. And he was trying to basically say it's, you know, one of the best days out. It's a day out for people now.
Fantastic. And the AFL, you know, they are looking at their game day experience.
Wow.
And I went to the Melbourne, North Melbourne game this year. And for us Melbourne supporters, let's hope a game day experience is something that takes you away from the footy field. So,
how are we going there, Mitch? Have we got Damo online yet, buddy?
I was going to go some sponsor messages before getting Damo on the line. But
well, we better do that because he's waiting for us to call him.
Oh, we've got plenty of time. Only 30 seconds of ads.
Okay.
And then we'll go
you do know we're on air as well?
Yeah.
Okay. The professionalism. Bobby's turned up, you know, a minute into the to go over the production meeting with what I thought was going to be some good mail. You were up and about, but unfortunately, no.
Okay. We better get Damo on phone. Damo, you there online, buddy?
Here we go. The philosophical discussion around.
I hear that it's a big weekend down at Southern Penn.
It is a massive weekend down at Southern Penn this weekend, absolutely.
So, we'll talk a little bit about your nomination, and then you can tell me as to whether or not you think there's a coup going on.
A coup? Oh, okay. Righty-o.
Starting with the heavy hitters.
That's it. Let's go deep.
Well, congratulations on putting your hand up, mate. I think that's a really... Well, I think it's an exceptional step forward, because at this stage there doesn't appear to be a whole lot of focus around the areas and the things that you can certainly bring to the group. And I'll let you talk about those things. But what's made you go and put your hand up?
I just think it's time for change. I think that there's a lot of areas that I feel that we as an association moving forward need to start focusing on. Probably the biggest areas I'm looking at focusing on if I do get elected on Sunday is to get back to our grassroots programs. I feel that we're part way there, but I feel that we need to take it even further and take it to the next level. As you know me, Darren, you know, fairly well now that, you know, I've always been a big believer in grassroots and been a big believer in programs at work. And obviously that's either going school-based programs or obviously working within the community itself and actually help growing the association. And that's what I'm there for. I want to see the association grow over the next 5 to 10 years. I wanted to see it get bigger and better. So that's my main key focus. You know, look, there's a lot of things that happened at the end of this year, as we're all aware of, obviously with the Big V coming up and the men's program not being there. Yep. I mean, it's disappointing to hear, but I feel that it's the right avenue that they are taking. I think that they do need to go back to the grassroots program rather than bringing in the big guns from obviously out of other associations. They're really starting to focus on obviously the under-16s and 18s moving forward to obviously they're looking at 2017 being the year of relaunching the youth league, and then after that they want to look at 2018 and launching the men's program again. So I think, you know, I think they're taking a step back to obviously go forward. It's disappointing that it's got to this point, but I feel that But at least they're in the right direction, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. So who do you know that's actually stepping down?
I'm actually not quite sure who is actually stepping down. They didn't actually sort of say much to me in regards to who was actually stepping down in the obviously from the board.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it'd be interesting to sort of see who it is on Sunday, who's actually stepping down. And obviously there's a couple of other ladies that have put up their hand as well to obviously get involved. But I was definitely wanting to get involved straight away. Once I heard the positions available, I thought, you know, I can actually have a really big impact on this association, not only from obviously a coaches or a players or grassroots program, but also from a referee's point of view as well. So,
well, I was going to say, Dame, you're one of those rare commodities, mate, where you actually do referee. Now you do coach junior domestic basketball. You're actually involved in the representative side as well.
Absolutely.
And you play.
Absolutely.
So you're a customer. You pretty much got a hand on everything.
Oh, I try to.
So from that point of view, I say you do certainly bring something to the table, which some of the others that maybe be involved there at the moment who you know, aren't doing any of those things. So you're seeing it firsthand.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd say they're almost 6 out of 7 days a week. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, look, from a referee's point of view, I think that it's important to have a voice as well. I mean, you know, we get so much feedback throughout the week. I mean, you know, you can't be. I mean, being a part of the board, you can't be there 7 days a week, but being a referee, you're sort of, you're almost there probably out of 5 out of 7 days, and you sort of, you get a lot of feedback, and you hear a lot of stuff that's going on, and people's concerns, and things like that, and what my key focus is, is really being the voice for those people that can't speak up, that are too afraid to speak up, and, you know, they've got concerns, you know, like, I'm going to be one of those guys that if I do get elected onto the board, is to be approachable.
Yep.
You know, and make that difference. You know, like let's make the difference now. Like, you know, let's not hold back. If we're gonna go gun ho into these programs that they want to do, let's do it. You know, let's not talk about it anymore. Let's actually physically do it. So,
yeah, sounds like you're trying to wind back the wheel to where I was a couple of years back.
Well, yeah, I was just waiting for that, for Bobby just to put his hand up as a former president and former employee of the Southern Peninsula Association. Damien, Nathan from Frankston Basketball, mate. It's great to see people like yourself wanting getting involved at associations on boards. It's one of those thankless jobs, but sounds very idealistic what you're trying to pursue. But just on the grassroots stuff and the school program stuff, that's something that Frankston has sort of a pretty good relationship, if you like, with all our primary schools in our municipality. A lot of those are clubs of our junior domestic competition. Totally support and your thinking around that. Do you have any plans? You know, would you look at, without the men's Southern Penn team, from a promotional point of view, what your thoughts are on how that program can be delivered? And I'm sure looking at Bobcat Bobby, probably something that Bobcats would probably partner with.
Absolutely. Oh, like, I mean, you know, we've already scaled back, obviously, and it's, you know, like, you scale back to a point and you've got to rethink it. You've got to go, okay, what has worked and what does make a difference in associations? And I always think that, you know, those 8 or 9 year olds that make that big difference. So, it's, you know, it's getting involved in those primary schools and getting out there a lot more, take that positive approach with basketball in itself in the game, because, I mean, there's so many sports out there that these kids get interested in, and I think that it's one of those games that anybody can play. Does that make sense? It is a team type of sport. Not everyone can get it, but, you know, it's about the participation side of things.
Absolutely.
I'm a big believer in participation, and I think that that's something that we as an association, as I say, I haven't been heavily involved in the junior programs. You know, Jared Hillier, obviously, he does a lot of that type of work. But not having imports or not having, not having the Big V men's program, I mean, we've got the young girls obviously looking up at our senior women's program. And, you know, over the next 2 years, we're going to obviously really make sure that we need to focus on those areas, especially with the boys, because, you know, generally you go and play for an association. If you have like a Manny or you have those type of guys in the association playing in your Big Vs, that's what draws crowds. That's what draws people to the game, because they look at those people and go, oh, look, I want to be like him one day and I want to play like him. So if it means that it's like the board needs to go out there and do more things, or we need to create programs to be able to entice more people to come to the association, that's what we need to try and do. You know what I mean? So it is literally going to the schools and getting them involved. I think that's like the most important part. You know, like I think that's what's going to really work.
Yeah, and I commend you on doing it, Dame. I think it's well and truly overdue, and good luck on that one, buddy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'll be down there rooting for you on Sunday, don't you worry.
Oh, mate, I've got my cards out, mate. I've got my
Bobcat
billboards
Bobby
out there.
On the Barbie.
I've got my billboards out there already, so I'll be waving your flag.
Head of vote cards.
Yeah, good idea.
Head of vote cards, that's right, absolutely. You vote me in, you get what you want. Nah.
Alrighty, Dame, we'll let you go on a Friday night. I know we don't have Junior Rep tonight, but all
it's
the best.
Back in action, though, isn't it, Gee? It's not too far away around the corner, so.
It's only just around
the corner. Times ahead.
Yes. So, but look, we thank you for your time. Thank you.
No.
All the best of luck for the weekend, and we'll get you back and see how things have transpired after that.
Absolutely fantastic. No, guys, I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Damien.
Interesting times ahead down at Southern Penn.
Yeah, well, we touched on it last week. No senior men's program. That's a real shot across the bow. But, I mean, in Frankston's situation, we don't have any youth league, or you know, for the next 12 months, we've made our youth league teams dormant, just on the back of, you know, just it's one of those things that players, you need to develop your own players, and you know, in Frankston's case, we're probably at a point where, in terms of under-18s having to, you know, play up and play in our youth league, especially on the girls' side, so sometimes it cycles, you know. So hopefully they're going through one of those just 12 months and 24 months, as Damien said, of recalibrating, if you like. So,
yeah.
But you'll be heading down. They're making you a life member, I hear.
Well,
for services rendered, yeah.
Yes, well, we need to go down and vote. We have teams down there, so it's a part and partial of what we do. So, you know, the Bobcats, look, either way, we're very supportive of basketball across the peninsula, and even though that's where obviously I came from the peninsula point of view, we support them all. It doesn't really matter. We're a big fan of grassroots basketball, and domestic particularly. So, you know, what happens in the junior rep space and Big V things and like that, I mean, I can sit back and, you know.
Can you ask a question for me?
Sure.
Or can you ask a question on behalf of the basketball show?
Absolutely.
Obviously, you're aware that Frankston are going through a facility upgrade project. We are redlining in terms of courts and indoor courts at our Bardia Avenue, Cannanook facility. We want to go from 6 to 10. And even when we get to 10, we think that's baseline with, you know, the usage that we have in outside venues. What's going on with Southern Penn's facility?
They haven't. Oh, well, they utilise, I should
what's,
say.
What's the planning around it? Can you ask that question? Because it'd be nice to hear on next week's show what they are doing, because...
Well, they're not doing anything, I can tell you now. Their courts are closed by 1 o'clock on a Saturday, so they're free.
So that's three courts out at Dramana Secondary College and the two courts at
Rosebud.
Yep. But in terms of Big V teams and grandstands and show courts and things like that, no plans? Well, you can ask them for us. Get some feedback.
We certainly can. Alrighty, we're going to head off to our final break, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap the show up and look forward to another week.
That you are down here at 6:55 p.m, about 5 minutes to go before we kick over to the ball game. Still joined in studio with the basketball show.
On you, Mitch.
Here we go.
Hey.
Thank you.
98.3 FM.
Oh, I stole Manny's line.
Okay.
98.3 down in Frankston, exactly right.
I believe so, yeah. But very good. That's part of our leadership program at the Basketball Show. We like to get our guests to bring us back in. And Mitch is studying the great art of broadcasting. So your delivery is first class. It'll be it's going to be a sad day when you move on to greater things in commercial radio and sell your soul and sound cheesy. So enjoy that.
Go and hang out with the devil. That's it.
Just with the Baseball Show, they're over the back there, but they do a great job. Listen to them on the way home. So good work, boys. I had a bit of an interview the other week about the gentleman that's hurt his arm, and he's working his way back in the sport. It was a really? Really good interview, yeah. I was almost going to suggest that we get him on, because the adversity and the challenges you have in community sport, it's, you know, these guys live and breathe it every day, so.
Yep. I say yep.
You do. Going to thank the sponsors, and enjoy your weekend, people. Bobby, you can close up, but...
really?
Big game tonight, Melbourne United. Tune in tomorrow for the
7:30.
Adelaide Lightning Sydney game on WMBL.com.au.
So you
watch Kelly Bowen.
Go onto the website and you can stream it.
I believe so.
You believe so.
knowing them, it'll probably be across some sort of crazy network. Yeah, cheap and nasty with the WNBL.
You've just had one of these shows, Bobby. Bobby's just, he's just staggered to the finish line.
Unbelievable.
He's had a rather large afternoon.
I've had a big week, mate. Just touch on the...
It must be hard work running the biggest domestic basketball club on the Mornington Peninsula.
It is actually now.
It is. It's a machine.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch.
We had...
Citizen Nat, Kane all over.
I had Nat Porter in the house on Wednesday running through our first coach's clinic.
Fantastic.
Which was a big night.
And that's a great get for the Bobcats.
We had over 20 coaches rock up, which was all across all dimensions. So we had Casey, Frankston, Mornington, Western Port.
And I believe you've picked up a local identity in Mr. Paul Newman, a long-time...
Frankston Blues man.
Frankston basketball participant, player. Yeah. I call him the godfather. He is the godfather. He's been around Frankston...
He's a great man.
...a long time, but he's taken on the coaching reins at the Bobcats, which is fantastic, so...
Yeah, we're out there at the moment, mate. We're looking for anyone and everyone. Bring him in.
Fantastic sport.
All righty. I think that's... Mitch, that's us.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Right.
We'll go to the ball game.
Alrighty. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Basketball Show this week. Next week, hopefully, we'll have a bit more NBL. We might even start into a bit of the NBA preseason.
And I'm thinking with the better weather, there might be an outdoor broadcast coming up, an OB somewhere, maybe at Frankston Basketball Stadium.
I want you to go away and do some homework on our friend Ryan Brockhoff. I believe he's put out a blog.
Yes, he has.
Yes. So I
thought on our website?
Yeah, I thought you might have come back with that one, but that's okay.
No.
There's always next week.
There is.
Don't do it.
Doing great things in Russia. Yep, Ryan.
Top bloke. All righty. This is RPPFM. This is the Basketball Show. This has been Nathan Jolly from Frankston Basketball and Darren Marnie-Wolf from the Bobcats.